We're going to be a little bit rude today. We're going to stick our tongue out. Don't take it personally. Your mother wouldn't like it. However, your studio director and your bank manager will, because it's going to help you get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. On Twitter, I'm Tweeter Stewart, TWEETERSTEWART. So yesterday we had the introduction to the tongue, told you a bit more about how it is really necessary to have a dexterous tongue and a strong tongue, because it is your main articulator which is helping you form the words. So today we've got a few tongue exercises. Work with me on these if you'd so desire. Open and relax your mouth, the lips apart, and then stick out your tongue as far as it'll stretch and hold it there for 30 seconds. Obviously keep breathing, stick it out. Excellent, you're doing really well. Check you're not tightening your neck muscles. If you do this in the future, over the next 24 hours or into the future after that, maybe use a mirror, maybe the mirror in the bathroom, or put a hand on your neck to feel for any tension. So a few more seconds to go. Mirror in the bathroom. Who had a hit with mirror in the bathroom? I think it was The Beat, wasn't it? I'm going to say 1987. What do you reckon? Here's number two. Stick your tongue out and slowly draw a square with the tip of your tongue. Yeah, across and down, across and up. Whichever direction. Try different shapes. Try a triangle. And a circle now. Your tongue really pushed out. Now try writing your name. All those different letters of your name. Okay. P-E-T-E-R. I'll give you a few more seconds. You might have a rich, long name. Okay. Now, I want you to do that series of exercises five times with increased speed each time. So the tongue out, and then five shapes, and then write your name. Go. Get faster each time. Give you a bit more time. Your name might be Charlotte or Zebediah. Okay, and now here's exercise three with your tongue stretches. Stretch the tip of your tongue to the tip of your nose. So out and up. See how far you can bend it. And then relax. And do that five times. And then stretch it down to touch your chin five times. I'll give you 30 seconds on the clock. Put your tongue back in and move it slowly as far as it will stretch in all directions in your mouth. Okay, I want you to explore all four corners of your mouth and all points in between. So across the front of your top teeth and around the edge, right back towards your left ear. Okay, and then inside your teeth and round towards your right ear and down. Don't forget the right at the bottom, the depths of the bottom of your mouth. There we go. And across the front, curl it underneath, Don't forget the roof of your mouth as well. Give your tongue a real good workout. And finally today, with your mouth closed, teeth and lips together, and a relaxed jaw and the tongue inside the mouth, obviously, rotate it to the right 8 times and then to the left. Okay? So clockwise, just rotate it around 8 times to the right, 8 times to the left. Okay? And then I want you to rotate 7 times to the right and 6 times to the left, all the way down to 1. I'll give you 30 seconds. Final of our tongue stretches today. All of those repeated, of course, as you would expect, in our show notes today. Tomorrow, we're back getting a slug tongue. Yeah, you don't have to go out and find your own slug. And even if you've got one at home as a pet, it's not going anywhere near your mouth. Don't worry about that. Just another technique to help you get a better broadcast, podcast and voice over voice tomorrow. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.